Hi, I'm Art Kaplan, and I'm in the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU School of Medicine. Sadly, this year, I had a loss. My dad, at age 97, died, and he died in an assisted living nursing home facility in Framingham, Massachusetts. It was no more than 200 yards, I think, from the house he had lived in for the past 45 years, and it was only in the final year of his life that we got him into this facility. It was ironic and interesting that the facility he chose to go to was a Catholic facility. So he went to a home that was operated by nuns, and I asked him, Dad, as someone who's Jewish, are you comfortable, you know, being in this type of place? And he said, sure. And I said, do you plan to go to Mass? He said, absolutely. I'm open to all kinds of experiences. He also jokingly said, look, I'm close to dying. He knew he was going to die from colon cancer. He said, I'd like to cover all my bets, so it's no problem. Well, for others, it may turn out to be a problem. Catholic institutions in the United States provide enormous amounts of care. Many, many hospitals are affiliated with the Catholic Church. It's certainly not a uniform form of affiliation in some parts of the country. The people who run those hospitals pay close attention to Catholic doctrine, listen pretty closely to what the cardinal might say in their area. In other parts of the country, less so. They don't think that the clergy have the same insights into caring for patients as longtime hospital administrators do. But what's been happening more and more, driven by economics, is mergers between secular places and either Catholic or other religiously affiliated hospitals, be they Mormon or Jewish or whatever. The question comes up, what happens if you have a merger of a public hospital or a secular hospital with a religious one? How do you handle religious hospitals that may have restrictions on what they are willing to provide, say abortions or contraception or infertility treatments? Or what do you do if the facility says they're not comfortable removing feeding tubes on religious grounds or whatever the issue might be? So this is a tough question. In pluralistic America, you often have non-Catholic patients like my dad in a Catholic facility. You often have people who are less religious, say Catholics, providing care, listening to more conservative views about what they ought to be doing and maybe not comfortable with that. There's a lot of room for conscience, a lot of room for division of opinion under many, many religious frameworks. I'll say one thing that I think is crucial, whatever the policy of the institution. I think patients always have a right to know what their choices are and what their options are. You may go to a place that turns out to have a religious restriction on something that the patient might want. Let's say it's physician-assisted dying in a state that's made it legal, but the institution says, we don't do that here. Or the nursing home says, that's against our religious tradition, we don't offer it here. Well, before coming into a place, you need to know what the restrictions are, what the limits are, what principles are going to guide care. So families and patients need to ask, and you need to tell, if there are any limits or restrictions on what's going to be available. That's part of informed consent. And I think anybody, whether it's a young woman looking for contraception or an older individual who's seeking out assistance in dying, they do have the right to know, as part of informed consent, what their options are. If I can't get it here, can I get it there? If you accept me here, does it mean I won't get something? Then maybe I'll go elsewhere. If their choices start to become restricted because of mergers, then I think we're going to have to face a different issue is, can we carve out safe spaces where certain things could be done that aren't part of the hospital but are near the hospital? But right now, I think we should think hard about informed consent. Patients do have a right to know before they come in what's the nature of the terrain they're going to face, and then they have a right to know once they're inside a system, where else could they go if they want something that the system can't provide but is legal to get. I'm Art Kaplan. I'm in the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU School of Medicine. Thank you for watching.